Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Georgia satellites. They're no spin doctors, that's for sure.
Aren't they the same thing? They're not.
Proving that they're not the same.
This is the Thing. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking.
Give us your first concert, your most recent concert, best concert you've ever been to, the worst concert, and the most expensive.
I love this because it makes you go through like your memories.
Yeah.
And how many of these do I actually remember?
Yeah.
Or did I just drink too much tailgating outside the show?
I know, yeah. Did you remember that show? I don't remember it. Oh, it must have been really good then.
Some of these are great. Stephanie said her first concert was New Kids on the Block.
Okay.
Most recent was Ed Sheeran. The best, Three Doors Down, her favorite band.
Yeah.
The worst, Taylor Swift. I wonder if that was the Eras tour or like an earlier tour.
The one that we you had to wait through the rain for like 3 hours before
it
started.
Yeah, that was one of the three nights. The most expensive was Three Doors Down because she bought the VIP stage, meet and greet, the whole package.
Sometimes you got to go all out for it.
Right.
Jeremy says first one was R. Kelly and Salt-N-Pepa. That takes you back.
Yeah.
Most recent, Dave Matthews Band. Best one was the White Stripes. Worst one was the Black Eyed Peas. Yeah, I've heard they're not good in concert.
Well, remember they did a Super Bowl?
Yeah,
halftime?
And they were terrible.
They were terrible.
They forgot their auto tunes.
Yeah.
Didn't bring the auto tunes with them.
We'd like
Couldn't
to forget
it.
The show. April's first concert was Kenny Chesney. The most recent, she went to Bailey Zimmerman. Her best show was the Eras Tour with Taylor Swift.
Okay, yeah. Turns out if you're a super fan or not, yeah.
Her worst was Jonas Brothers. She said there's something off about that show, the one she went to.
Sometimes they have an off night. Yeah, it doesn't matter who they are.
It does happen. And the most expensive was, no surprise, the Eras Tour.
Kelly says first one was The Police. Most recent was Cher and Pat Benatar.
Well, that'd be a good show.
The worst one was MC Hammer in Knoxville.
Oh, really?
Vanilla Ice had to cancel. Oh, my God.
He had something
terrible.
Bigger to do.
Vanilla Ice had something else that day.
I doubt it.
Of course, that must have dated back to when he was popular.
Right. All right, I'm going to give you mine.
All right.
Then we'll hit some more of these up over the next half hour.
Yeah.
First show I ever saw was Styx.
Okay.
All right. This was like maybe like the Too Much Time on My Hands.
Oh,
and all
I was
going to
say, hopefully it was the Mr. Roboto tour.
Well, hold up. Hold up. First show was Styx. The most recent was David Byrne doing all the Talking Head stuff.
Yeah, I love that show.
Last month. It was great. The best show was the Eagles' Hell Freezes Over tour, which is in the 90s. And the worst show was Styx, Mr. Roboto.
Oh!
I remember thinking,
The Return.
I love this band. I hate this. Make this stop.
Yeah. Everybody always has that joke about when they jumped the shark. And the Mr. Roboto album was when they jumped the shark.
I was the meme of that kid. Like, is this going to last forever?
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Going southbound on I-24. Keep in mind, today is the first day of Bonnaroo, so there's going to be lots of extra traffic around Manchester going into Murfreesboro. And keep in mind, if it gets rained out like it has been lately, they're going to have it on Hulu, so you can watch it.
All right.
Yeah, you can watch people drowned on TV.
Sit in your own sweat in your own living room.
Yeah, no kidding.
So Bill Gates went before a Congress committee yesterday and basically said, meeting Epstein for his charity was a huge error in judgment, but he never saw anything criminal. He also admitted that Jeffrey Epstein tried to blackmail him about his extramarital affairs.
Really?
But it didn't work.
Huh. Say, I got dirt on you, so you got to play along with me?
I guess.
Wow.
But he said, I don't know. He didn't care.
Well, that's scary. Wow.
Yeah.
Of course, the New York Knicks, of course, they're one game away from winning the championship. Last night, they had their big game and had a huge comeback. They were behind by the for the Spurs by 29 points and came back at the end to win.
In the final millisecond.
Yeah. Yeah.
So amazing.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Taylor
All
Swift
the
was there with a bunch of folks. The big celebrity row there.
Ben Stiller and Spike Lee.
Yeah, of course, Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner and everything like that. So, yeah, in front of the big stars. First concert, your most recent concert, best concert, worst concert, most expensive concert you've ever been to.
So, Terry responded, her first concert was Sly and the Family Stone.
Oh, that goes back, yeah.
Recent, she went to Tedeschi Trucks Band. The best concert was Leon Russell at the Nashville Speedway. The worst was James Taylor because he just went on and on and on about his politics. And the most expensive tickets were $6. But here's the perspective.
Okay.
It was like 1970. And Sly and the Family Stone did six songs and left.
I remember.
So per song, that's a very expensive. That's a dollar a song.
They were renowned, kind of like George Jones, of not showing up or just doing short shows and showing up drunk and not doing.
It's amazing. Like most artists don't, but some totally disrespect their fans.
Oh yeah, they don't care. They just don't care. Oh, I got your money. What are you going to do about it? That kind of thing. Lucinda says first concert was Van Halen. Most recent, Michael Bublé. Best one was Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5 Victory Tour in 1982. Wow.
That was a big, big tour.
Yeah, amazing.
I sold my tickets to that tour.
Did you really?
Yeah. Got tickets.
Bought a car.
Yeah, right. I was desperate for money.
Oh, wow. I was thinking about, first concert, this is me. First concert I went to, my dad and my stepmom took me to go see Willie Nelson and Emmylou Harris at the Circle Star Theater in San Jose, California.
Oh, wow.
It was one of those ones that had a revolving stage.
Mm-hmm.
And Willie Nelson being stoned all the time, it must have really messed with him.
The room is spinning. No, it's you.
Most recent was Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy, the comedian. I saw him at Bridgestone Arena.
Yep.
It was a lot of fun. Let's see. Best concert, don't judge me, Barry Manilow. I love Barry Manilow.
I'm not gonna throw any shade at you for that. I mean, the guy's a supreme entertainer.
He was. It was an amazing show. We kind of went ironically, but then really got into it. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun. Worst concert was Pat Benatar. She
really?
Got to the point where she couldn't hit the high notes.
Oh.
She does that thing where either a background singer would fill in or she'd just hold the microphone out to the crowd and say, you sing it because I can't.
It's always sad.
Most expensive, the Stones, when they were at Bridgestone Arena. Of course, then again, being an influential member of the media, got in free, but I heard the tickets were really expensive.
Oh, but you can't say that's the most expensive. I want to know, who did you pay big bucks for that was probably the most expensive show? Money out of your pocket. You can't say, oh, I got to go for free. I'm going to make a suggestion
here.
Okay. Maybe not a concert that you wanted to see.
Yeah.
How much have you paid to take your girlfriend
to go see Rick Springfield
obsessed with?
That makes sense, yeah. I've spent like probably, $400.
A ticket?
Yeah.
But,
and she always buys the meet and greet.
Okay, so it's the big package.
So yeah, she gets the whole package, and she has to be in the front. If she's more than two rows back, it's a failure.
She's ashamed.
Yeah. Well, that's what you're into. You got to do it.
Frazzled this morning because I've just been running like mad. I was up late. I woke up late, and then I don't have time to make breakfast or have coffee. So like I'll stop and get some on the way to work.
Yeah.
And so I placed a mobile order at Mickey D's for some breakfast sandwich stuff and a big coffee. And as I'm pulling into the McDonald's, I see, there's like fire trucks and an ambulance. And I was like, maybe they're just stopping to get something. But no, they weren't. They were there for official reasons. So right there in the drive-thru, they were getting like a gurney ready to take somebody out of their car and put them into the ambulance. So, prayers for them. But at the same time, I can't tell you how much I 100% said, oh, come on. I want my coffee and sandwich.
I know this is a horrible personal tragedy for you, but you're inconveniencing me.
I am slightly inconvenienced. I'm just being real. That's what went through my head.
I'm sure everyone on the outside, they're saying, oh,
hated myself
how
for
terrible,
it.
But on the inside, they're going like, oh.
Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to get my money back for the stuff that I couldn't get through the drive-thru.
Okay.
But I was thinking about it. I'm like, wow, if it was like a heart attack, this would be probably the first time somebody got a heart attack right before eating at McDonald's.
Well, yeah, you don't know the backstory. They could have eaten already, but you never
they're
know.
They're going
yeah.
back for seconds.
Yeah.
Feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
If you love dogs the way we do, this is a really heartwarming story and something that obviously was meant to be. Some sanitation workers in Milwaukee were doing their regular, you know, rounds, going through neighborhoods, picking up the trash cans, putting them on the little belt and sucking them into the compactor there on the truck.
Yep.
And one of the garbage cans fell off, which is something that rarely happens, but obviously it was fate. It was meant to happen. A guy named Nas said, this is a weird thing that happened.
So when it fell off, you know, you're kind of looking like this. You just see a dog.
There was a starving dog inside the garbage can.
Wow.
I mean, seconds away from being crushed and losing its life. I apparently had crawled into the garbage can looking for food. So they called their supervisor, Alex, who they knew loved dogs. And so he went over right away.
Since he was starving, I had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So I gave him two of my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. He ate those. He didn't even chew. He just inhaled.
Of course, then he went to the Humane Association, made sure everything was all right. And then he got first dibs to adopt the dog that he has named PJ. In honor of the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh, that's great.
It's really sweet.
So he had jam coming out of his mouth because he had just eaten those sandwiches.
And he's just a good boy. So, like, yeah, life was saved there. Something that could have gone horribly wrong, but ended up being a really wonderful story.
Right. It's like some kind of action-adventure movie where, like, the hero is about to get crushed.
Right.
Saved at the last second.
Yeah, for some malfunction in the truck. It's like all of a sudden that was meant to be, obviously.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
The Dog of Destiny.
Yes.
If you'd like to see the story and watch the video about it and see how happy this dog and his new owner is, you can go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook page, or go to totallyhitsnashville.com.
Playing that song for my girlfriend Melissa, who all the categories would be Rick Springfield for her, except for worst.
Except for worst.
It's never been worse.
Because they were all fantastic.
Yeah. It's like, it's worse for me because when I go with her, I'm the one that usually has to sit through the opening act because she's off doing the meet and greet and getting the pictures taken.
So you're so not interested.
No, well, I didn't pay. You have to pay to go do that thing.
No. I'm saying you had to go to the concert, and you had to see the less interesting act
right.
at the concert.
Like, the most recent one we went to was Tommy Two Tone. And, of course, he has that one song.
8675309.
But what else? Got nothing else.
I'm a big fan of his lesser-known cuts.
He actually came out and did
like
a couple songs
stuff.
Done by other people and then told everybody that they could have a picture taken with his guitar at the merch table for $10. We're like, okay, that's great.
That's his side hustle.
Yeah. Then he did his one hit and people went crazy.
All right, some of the other answers that came in were Lynn said her first concert was Green Day. That's a good way to start.
Nice.
Her most recent concert was Stevie Wonder. Now, he's toured very little. Like, he did a few shows in 24.
Right.
But it may have been a while since she saw a show.
I think so.
She said her best concert was Adele. Worst concert was Fozzy?
Waka waka.
I think it's the metal band.
Yeah.
And not the Muppet.
It's not Fozzy Bear. Telegram for Committee Fraud.
The most expensive was Adele, which I can say, oh, yeah.
I can see that. Yeah,
for all of her shows.
That was one of those suspicious shows where they went on sale at 10 a.m., but they were sold out at 9:59.
Yeah, exactly.
Gina says, my first concert was Adam Ant at the Ryman in 1984. Wow. Best concert was Alabama at Starwood. I miss Starwood.
I know. There are some people that send in their best, worst, favorite concert, all that stuff. And all the answers are Starwood.
Yeah.
I had to explain to my daughter
what Starwood was.
I was like, it closed before you were aware of things. Before you were eating solid food. So.
It closed like early 2000s, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I think we did actually a couple events there, and I know they originally said they were going to like mow it over and build houses there,
we're
and
still
they never have.
Yeah.
I think it's because no grass will grow there because so many people peed on the grass.
Peed and beer spilled.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
the lines for the bathrooms
are
really long, so people just pee wherever they were standing. Some people still have a good time.
Right?
Andrea says, my first concert was Electric Cowboy Festival with Joan Jett and Cheap Trick.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow. Most recent was Carrie Underwood. Best one is Garth Brooks.
Sure.
I got to give him props for that. I saw him at Bridgestone when he did that eight-show residency.
Yeah, it was like through the month of December.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
He was good. He was very good. Of course, yesterday we were all about the retro Pizza Huts and talking about all the nostalgia of wanting to go back and getting your red cup with your soft drink in it and the checkered tablecloths and the sit-down video games and salad bar and all that cool stuff. And it's kind of got, retro stuff is becoming very hot right now. My son, Jeff, and his wife Chris, along with my grandkids Charlie and Ollie, went to a retro store in Lebanon where they have old records, of course, and stuff like that. But they bought an old Wii, Nintendo Wii, which you think, well, is that really nostalgic? Yeah, and that was several years ago they had that.
That's like 15 years ago,
and like five or six game consoles since then.
Sure.
So they said, hey, can we come over to the house and look through some of our old stuff? Yeah, because Jeff had a bunch of old, video game stuff.
Still at your house? Yeah.
Yeah, so they came over, and we said, yeah. And my grandson, Ollie, especially had a field day because he's going through all of Jeff's old Power Ranger stuff.
Wow, classic.
The Megazord.
Power Rangers.
It was the best.
Super millennial retro core memory.
And all of a sudden, it's becoming hot again. Went into Alex's room, my son, who's in the Navy now. And say, oh my God, is that a CM Punk action figure? There was wrestling stuff. And said, oh my God, it's all hot again.
So
they started carrying stuff away. So they had the best time ever.
Wow, going to visit you, they had an awesome time.
Yeah.
I remember whenever I went to go visit my relatives, my grandparents, or aunt and uncle's house, they never had toys or anything laying around.
No.
It's like, oh, what's the best thing we can play with as kids? You can play with the vacuum cleaner. Vacuum too if you want.
Yeah. Of course, my grandkids are lucky because my son's left all their stuff there.
That's right.
And of course, being a hoarder myself, I never got rid of anything.
Never threw it away.
Yeah, there you go.
Woohoo!
As you probably know, I use my time wisely. Here's something interesting that I just learned.
Okay.
Whether it's interesting or not is up to you. But it's one of those things I found scrolling through Instagram. It's one of those things like unknown facts.
Okay.
Okay, and I tried this myself. You can try this when you're in the car, if you're driving, have one hand free. You can't hum when you pinch your nose. If you pinch your nose closed, you cannot hum.
All right, I'm going to try it.
Okay, try it.
Okay, the nose is pinched, and now I'm going to start humming.
You can't do it.
It stifles the hum.
You can go. You can even be humming and pinch your nose as you're doing it.
Shuts it down.
It does.
Wow.
So anytime a child is humming, just pinch their nose.
Okay.
Stop. Make sure it's your child. Don't just find a random child. That somebody could get upset.
Because I see a lot of movies. I think about movies. I'm thinking about like a movie where there's a bad guy or a monster, and there's a woman and her little child, and the little child can't stop humming, and they're trying to hide from the monster, so she's got to stop that child from humming.
Yes.
She pinches her nose
in the most humane way possible. Their lives
Problem
are saved.
Solved.
Their lives are saved.
People are saved.
That's right. The monster that hones in on humming.
That's right.
Oh, you need to write that script. Get that copyrighted.
Wow, that is the most specifically useful information
Isn't
I've ever
Isn't it interesting?
Heard.
Yes, but it's stupid and pointless, but you'll be telling everybody that today.
It's fun to make people do it. I mean, I made myself do it.
Yeah, you cannot hum when you pinch your nose. You just become that much smarter today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.